Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to be talking money. It's a new year, and with that being said, we need to have those New Year's resolutions that kick into gear. And one of the biggest ones, obviously, is your money. And so as we get started today, I want to just encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com, especially today, because we're going to be talking about one of the most important things out there, which is how to set a budget up. This is going to be the boring show that you need to know on how to get things going. But there's five components I've always believed to be able to build your financial independence. And the first one's education and advice. And if you're listening in right now via the radio or via our podcast, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about education as it relates to setting up a budget so you can get on track to automate your financial independence. And once we're educated and we reach out, we get good advice, then we build two pieces to the puzzle. The one is the defense, which I've talked about many, many times, which is to keep you from making those bad decisions that set you back. It's a defense. We offset things. What if something happens? And then we go on an offense, which is the next piece, where we go out and we grow our money and we make sure that, you know, we're taking advantage of compound interest and getting the better rate of returns and doing all the stuff that goes along with it in investing money. And then the fourth part of your plan is you got to have products and product selection. And so when I meet with people, I start with an educational type overview to make sure you know what we're talking about. We can give some advice to where you're currently at. Then we start looking at a defense and we look at an offense. And then we go out into a product marketplace and we say, hey, this is the product you need for your term insurance or whatever it may be, or your investments. And then after that, you have reviews and updates. So what we're doing is we're automating financial independence. And so today we're going to pretend that we are the government. And what we do is we bring in $36 trillion and we overspend $1.83 trillion. That's called the deficit. And then what we're going to do is we're going to finance it and print some money in order to offset the fact that we spent more than we make. We're just going to dream that way. We're going to say, yes, if I just keep spending more than I make, all I'm going to do is at the end of the year, I'm just going to print some money and it's all good. Well, the problem is we can't do that. We're not the government. So what happens is if we keep spending more than we make, one day we go down the tubes and one day we may retire with nothing and then we get to live on nothing and hopefully not for a long time, but you might be one of the unlucky ones that happened to live to 100 years old like my mother, all right, but you didn't have any money. So we're going to fix that today. It's the beginning. The most important thing you can do is set up a working budget. It's the foundation for financial stability. It will enable you to achieve your goals, eliminate bad debt, and build long-term wealth. All right? So what I'm going to do with this show today is walk you through setting up a detailed budget. We're going to account for both recurring and non-recurring expenses. We're going to automate your investments. We're going to leverage strategies to monitor and adjust your spending effectively, and you're going to be on track. So I want you to stay tuned with me. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com right now, and you can, if you're listening to the podcast or if you're listening to the radio, and download the budget forms. It's right on our website. That's going to allow you to kind of get started. So what do we do? All right, so the first thing that we got to look at is, the problem. What's the problem? Most people have too much month left over at the end of the money. If you have right now any what I call bad debt is car payments, credit cards, things like that, or if you're behind or just you've got any of this kind of stuff, that means that you've been spending more than you make. So the solution is we got to free up money in order to save. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at our income. And so what I would do is go back and look at your gross income. If you have both husband and wife, if you're married, whatever it may be, single, and just look at what your gross income is. So you pull out your last pay statement, or if you're a business owner, you're looking at how much money you made. And you say, that is my top line revenue. And so in the, if you're both working and you have a regular job or you're a business owner, the bottom line is that's the income stage. So we have income and outgo. And then what I want you to do is I want you to think like I've got 100% of my income and I have zero expenses. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically fire everybody. If you're a business owner, I'm getting rid of every expense. I don't care what it is. I'm going to pretend that all I have is income coming in. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back through and I'm going to take a look at what I've been spending money on. And I'm going to make the first decision, which is I'm going to pay myself first, and I'm going to set aside a minimum of 10% going toward the what I call the defense and the offense, which we'll get into in another show, with a goal of getting to 20%. So let's say you have a gross income of 100 grand, and now you're going to pretend right off the bat that you only got 90 grand. So you put 10% aside, that's 800 bucks a month that we know is going to go toward me. It's going to be the return of profit from my effort that's going to go into my long-term financial security. After that, we're going to figure out how to live on less than that money. We've got taxes that we're going to dig into. We're going to make sure that when inside of that 10%, we're doing things that cause us to have tax benefits. But at the end of the day, we're going to go through line by line and we're going to make a decision. That's not what we want. We don't need it. We're going to get rid of all the junk, all the fees, all the problems and stuff like that. And then we're going to start establishing a cash flow plan. And we're going to find ways maybe to free up extra cash, to save even more. We're going to maybe go have a side hustle, whatever it may be. We may sell something in order to be able to get this done. But at the end of the day, here's what we're going to do. We are going to end up positive. And when I say end up positive meaning that what's going to happen at the end of this 2025, once and for all, you are going to be in a position where you can say, I'm winning. It's moving in the right direction. And so I would encourage you, if you're just tuning in, go to roymatlockjr.com, download the budget worksheets. And in addition to that, listen to the podcast and review this show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, kicking off the new year. And today's show, we're talking about setting up a budget, the boring parts of the most important thing you can ever do when it comes to your money. I believe this. I've been doing this for many, many years. And first thing you got to do is you got to build an income gap between your income and your outgo. And when we came out of the last segment, we talked about firing all of your expenses and have a goal of 10 to 20% going toward your long-term financial independence. And the way we do that is we take our gross income or our business profit and we look at it and we say, okay, what is it that I really need to spend my money on within the framework of paying my income taxes? Obviously, you know what your taxes are. You can look at your gross minus your take home. We'll look at also some areas maybe that you can free up some additional taxes. But at the end of the day, you want to be looking at, all right, I bring in 100 grand. 90 is what I really bring in because I'm putting 10 aside at the very start. And then what we're going to do is we're going to use that 10% to apply it to a defense or the offense. And what does that mean? That means that if you've got what we call bad debt, we're going to eliminate bad debt with some of the money that you're putting aside. If you don't, then it's going to go toward making sure you don't go backwards. And then also we're going to have of that, generally out of the first 10%, I tell people 5% of it goes to the defense, 5% goes to the offense. And then anything over and above that 10% is all going toward the offense. And offense is growing and making things happen. So some of the keys that I tell people to start is, you know, let's never lose money. Don't get involved in things that it's an all or nothing deal. You know, people ask me all the time about, you know, speculative type, you know, stuff. Just understand, if you're going to go do something, hey, do I take a risk? I do it all the time. I mean, I'm a business owner. I always do that. But it's very calculated. I don't go in and somebody tells me to do something and suddenly I throw it in and then I wake up when it's gone. All right. Very seldom do I put money in places that I get. First and foremost, I want to get a return of money, not a return on the money. Once I get a return of the money, then I want a return on the money. So that's the starting point. Obviously, we take risk. I also tell people, just real simple, stop buying stupid stuff. All right. I mean, in meeting with people over the last 40 years, I can tell you stories. I had one couple come in and they inherited $50,000, two school teachers. I'll never forget this. They had no money saved. So they had this inheritance and they told me they inherited 50 grand. And I said, okay, well, what do you, you know, let's talk about it. They said, well, we did buy two new Corvettes, husband and wife, you know, matching Corvettes. And back at that time, that took out about 40,000 of it. And I'm just like, man, don't buy stupid stuff. All right. And only spend money that you have. That's a simple rule of thumb. You know, that's the whole thing about debt. And then we have a big goal. So then we're going to do some budgeting tips. We're going to take an honest appraisal. That's where your budget sheet comes in at roymountlikejr.com. You can download that and it calculates it. So you put your income in and it deducts and does all that kind of stuff. It's all itemized. So you might want to go in and pick up a software. I started using QuickBooks for my business back 30 years ago when it was not online even. And so then what you do is you start deciding what you're going to exchange in return for something. So as an example, I believe that if you were to go buy an expensive car payment and you backed it out and you said, all right, this car payment is 26 hours a month of my income, you would ask yourself, am I really willing to exchange 26 hours a month of my work to have this car or this item? And so what we do is we make decisions. What are we going to exchange work-wise, income-wise, for something, all right? And then we start looking at it differently. We start looking at, man, I don't think I want to put 26 hours into this. I don't think I want to wake up and think about the first 3 days of the month that every bit of that's going toward this. Is it really that important? Then we start doing that. And then we want to keep as many expenses. These are just basics that are variable. What that means is that they can be stopped. Don't get tied into something long-term that is ever going to bother you. And so what about a house? Well, you buy a house, but you need to have a house payment that is so limited relative to your income that you don't think about it, all right? Then what we do is we automate. We're going to automate all of our expenses, all of our savings, and put ourselves in a position like that. So now the first thing we're going to do in setting up a budget is we're going to have some accounts. We're going to have three accounts, all right, to set up. The first one, we need an emergency fund. That's going to be some 3 to 6 months of your expenses. And if you're single income earner, you might have more than 3 months. If you're dual income, or you probably wouldn't lose both incomes, you know, you might have 3 months. But the bottom line is put in a money market account. And, you know, the goal is liquidity, but also the goal is to be able to cut cost on other things. That, number one, it's going to keep us from borrowing again if we have a problem. Because we have an emergency fund, it's going to keep us from digging into long-term investments that might be at a downside or maybe penalized. So your rate of return on your emergency fund is much greater, because what it does, it prevents you from making bad other decisions. Your emergency fund allows you to raise your deductibles on your homeowner's insurance, your car insurance. You can buy additional liability and you get sued, your health insurance, you can do things like that. So what's happening is you're getting a rate of return more than the smaller rate of return a money market might give you, by the fact that you're not going to end up having to borrow money. You're not going to have to at high interest rates and stuff like that. So it's a prevention fund. We're also going to have a draft account. A draft account is where we have all of our income coming in, and out of that, we have all of our expenses, including our retirement plans going out, any of our investment accounts, all the things. So now what happens is We have money coming in, all of it in one spot. If you're married, stick it all in one. Both paychecks go in one place. Then what we end up doing from there is we automate everything. And what I mean by automate, we're going to have our house payment paid automatically, our electric bill paid automatically, our 401k deduction has already been paid before it got to that draft account. If you don't have a retirement plan through work, you're going to pull that money out of your checking account, an pre-authorized checking draft. I always encourage people when I meet with them, I said, look, we got to have a way for you to invest money automatically. So we set up a checking account draft. So you say, I'm going to put $500 a month in to an investment account. The good news is once you set one of those accounts up, you can actually go right in there and pull that money, say to yourself, I think I'm going to throw $50 extra in. You just pull your phone out like you would if you were going to get on Amazon, and rather than spending money, you're going to send it to your investment account. I remember one night I was at dinner and I thought, I'm just going to play, I called it spend it or save it. And so I have this little account. It's going into a growth fund, and got up there and the bartender had a couple glasses. I was with somebody and we had a couple glasses of wine. And I said to him, I said, how much? He said, you want another glass of wine? I said, well, I don't know. How much is it? And he said, well, it's $24. And I'm like, $24? Nah, I think I'm just going to invest some money instead. And I pulled my phone out and he looked at me like I was crazy. And pull my phone out. I said, yeah, I just put 24 in my mutual fund. Can I get the check? All right. And the guy said, I want one of those. Because here's the way people operate in this world today. 24/7, anywhere on earth, here's what you can do. You can pull your Amazon account out and you can spend it. All right. But if you have an account set up like this, your draft account, all of your things automated, guess what you can do? You can invest it. Now what's happening is you start getting motivated. You say, man, I got it systematized. It's rolling in the right direction, and everything's coming in. So now we're going to go in. When we come back from this, we're going to end up with the next stage, which is how do we manage weekly? And then I'm going to get into all these details. And so if you're just tuning in right now, my name is Roy Matlock Jr. I have been doing this for a long, long time. It used to be I was a kid. Now I've been doing this over 40 years, teaching people about their money. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com, download the budget worksheet, and you can also review the show on our podcast. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back, Roy Matlock Jr. As we're going into the new year, one of the most important things you can do is have a working budget. And what a budget does for your finances is get you confident, all right, that you're not waking up, you know, down the line and you've got all this, you've got something hits you and you're not prepared for it. And so as we were coming out of the break, I talked about an emergency fund. The benefits of the emergency fund, real quick, allows you to not go back in debt, allows you to raise deductibles on your insurances, thus saving you money and freeing you up money to invest. And you got a draft account. I have that right in my bank account where it says, I call it the draft account. And all my stuff comes in, all my stuff goes out, all my income in. If you're married, you put both incomes in, and you automate everything. So all your bills are paid. That eliminates late fees, eliminates everything. It also, if you have a company-sponsored plan, your 401k or whatever it may be, 403b, you've already saved money. So you tee up that amount of money going in there. You definitely want to get your matching funds, things like that. If not, then we might set up some kind of automated draft that hits your checking account. I remember in the early days when I first got started, I set my first $50 mutual fund up on a bank draft. And back then there was no internet or anything like that. And so, but they did draft my account. And so as I started making more money, I'd pick the phone up and I would call the fund. And I was like, hey, can you bump it to 100? Can you bump it to 200? That kind of thing. And so I started doing that. That was the key. And if I have people come to me and they say, I want to do my IRA this year, I said, well, let's do this. Let's take, and pay it up to a certain point, and then we'll draft the rest and we'll automate all of that. So you'll automatically get that going. And so that's kind of the way I go about the draft account. Then we have a personal weekly spending account. And so now what you have is you have your debit card, you know, and that's your personal weekly spending account. So here's how it would work. So inside of the draft, we have some things that I'm going to talk more about, but it's your basic bills are going out. And then each week, you just do a transfer. And let's say that you determine that it's going to be $200 a week, whatever it is, and you set for your miscellaneous spending and things like that. So you're then going to send that over to your personal account. And then you've got that little checking account, you pull your debit card out, and you spend money until there's no money left that week, and then the next Sunday you do it again or whatever it is. Now, I'll give you some ideas. I get a email every day showing the balance, all right, what I've got. You get text or emails from your bank, and then that way all you got to do is figure out, all right, I'm going to survive the rest of the week on this amount of money. I've already got savings going out. I've got money set aside for future purchases that I'll be talking about then. So the draft account is the checking account where your total household income comes in. If you're married, we recommend both incomes go in this account. If your company provides a retirement plan, group health insurance, and this would be the income after those costs, all recurring bills, including long-term investments, are set on automation, as well as money set aside for future purchases. So what we're doing in our budget, we have set aside money for maintenance and repair and purchases and things like that. The emergency fund should be 3 to 6 months of expenses. If you have what we call bad debt is tied to things that go down in value. We can transfer money from this account to finish off any debts while maintaining a comfortable emergency fund. We have a weekly spending account. It's a checking account. If you're married, you would have two weekly spending accounts, each for miscellaneous expenses. Each spouse should have an individual account based on the typical weekly expenses. You should have a debit card. If you want to use cash, you could go by and just get cash and live on the cash and put it in your pocket and pay everything with cash. Each day have the bank send you a text or an email, and then Sunday night transfer the money to the draft account, from the draft account once again to the weekly spending account. So if you think about what the way this works, what we're doing is we're just automating. We're making this simple to where you're not sitting there, you know, making a purchase decision based on the amount of money that's in your bank account, and then your car breaks down or you got to buy tires or, you know, something happens and you just didn't prepare for it, and then you got to borrow money. All right. So we use the worksheet, budget worksheet. You can find it at roymatlockjr.com. All the money is put in the draft account. All the drafts go to investments. Then we're going to set aside in our draft account that is written. So we're going to go in and say, hey, we're going to have to replace a car. We're going to have maintenance. We're going to go on a vacation. Christmas is going to be here every year at the same time. We got all these different things. And what we're going to do is we're going to say we estimate, and all this, you know, to kind of give you an idea, this is going to take you an hour or so to remove stress. The way I always look at things is, you know, if I wake up today and there's something that is an irritant, and an irritant, you know your irritants. You got a list of irritants right now, things that bother you. And you sit there and you say, well, I got this irritant that I'm spending more than I make, and I've got credit card debt, and I'm sick and tired of this. It's irritating me. If I spend an hour to 2 hours uninterrupted and I follow this system, I'm going to get on track to get rid of this irritation. Now, every day that I wait to do this, I get to wake up irritated once again, wanting to get it fixed. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the time, 2025, to fix it once and for all. And if you need help, what I would suggest you do, go back to roymatlockjr.com. You can set a time to meet with one of our advisors. We can do a phone call, and we help you with all this. But this is foundational. And then what happens is listen to the podcast, and one day you're going to wake up and say, all right, this is better, all right? And we set up bill pays, and then we make any cuts along the way that of things that we didn't need to be using this year, all those recurring subscriptions and stuff that people spend money on, and they're like, yeah, I need to get rid of it. Well, this takes time to do all this kind of stuff. If you're a business owner, you know, you start looking at some of your overhead. You even look at your employees and say, you know what? If I know what I know now, would I hire them? And you say, no, I wouldn't hire them right now if I knew what I knew now. Well, you are hiring those people every day. And I'm not, you know, the cutthroat, you know, but look, if I'm paying somebody to do a job and I'm a business owner and they're not, they got to go. All right. And because they basically are disrespecting the people that are there that are doing their job because I'm paying them money to not get their job. Usually what happens is the hard workers are picking up for the ones that aren't working. And so anyway, so that's how that is. We talked about emergency funds, keeps you from borrowing, provides security, reduces stress, cut your insurance. It's part of the overall deal. All right. So now once we do that, what we're going to do is we're going to go in and we're going to start really digging into defining the financial goals. We set clear financial objectives, short-term emergency fund, pay off credit card debt, car payments, things like that, those kind of things. We have our built-in future purchase account, maintenance account, all that. We have long-term goals, might be retirement plans, buy a home, fund a child's education. So goals provide you motivation and direction for your budget efforts. So now we're going to start with doing that. We call it a financial GPS. Goal, plan, schedule. What's the goal? What's the plan? What's the schedule? That's what a GPS does. Then we're going to assess our financial situation currently. We're going to look at our income, monthly income after taxes. We are going to start categorizing our expenses into housing, food, et cetera. We're going to do all those kind of things. And we're going to turn around and look at debts. We're going to compare what we have, good debt versus bad debt, okay? And we're going to get rid of the bad debt, and we're going to get rid of the credit cards, the car payments. And then from there, we're going to only have good debt left, and we're going to start paying down that, and we're going to be on track. And so with that being said, I'm Roy Matlock Jr., and visit roymatlockjr.com, and we will be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and today's show, if you're just tuning in, this is our final segment, but you can find out about all of this at roymatlockjr.com on how to set up a budget. We have a podcast. We also have some upcoming events, big webinar that I would encourage you to check out as well. Go to roymatlockjr.com and we'll get you all of those details. But today's show is how to set up your 2025 budget. The budget is the foundation for getting your finances in order. And we started by saying, you know, how do you do it? We define our goals now. Step number two is we're going to assess our current financial situation. So let me give you some ideas here. When I was broke, I started out broke. And the way I started out broke was I went and bought car payments and had credit card. I did all this stuff, bought a house I couldn't afford. Then I got involved in the financial world. And I went from being a what we call an unconscious incompetent. So I was out there just having fun, spending money, didn't even know what I was doing. And I just thought it was fun, you know. And then I wake up one day and I've got big two car payments. I'm newly married, two car payments, a house payment. You know, I'm a big shot and I'm going down the tubes. And then I got involved in the financial world as a part timer and got a license. And they kind of brought me up to speed and I got some education that basically said, hey, dude, you are blowing your life up when it comes to your money. And I became a conscious incompetent at that point. I now understood I didn't know what I was doing. Prior to that, I didn't know I didn't know, and I just was doing it. A lot of people go through life like that, and I went through life that way until I woke up. And then once I woke up, I got on a budget, started living weekly with cash, got rid of cars, credit cards. The way I got rid of the cars, as soon as I got to the point where I was not upside down, I sold two cars, bought two used VW diesel Rabbits, which at the time gas was really expensive, and was able to take, still had to finance them because I didn't have any money, but I cut my payments by 2/3 and was able to get out of debt soon. And I was driving Junkers. And one day later, when Dave Ramsey and I were together, the show was called The Money Game. And on The Money Game, we connected up with a car lot. In this car lot, they sold, you know, like Junker kind of cars, used cars, that kind of deal. And we put out bumper stickers that said, "Don't laugh, it's a money game car." And people, every time they bought a car and paid cash, we gave them a money game sticker. And we had over 30,000 people in Nashville that were using, had those bumper stickers. And so it's something about getting rid of car payments and credit cards that make you feel much better. And so what we do is we get on a budget in order to be able to spend less than we make. And so first thing you do is you say, well, do I have any bad debt? And if I do, we're going to apply a portion of our money toward bad debt to get rid of that debt. It may be we're applying a lot of it, okay? Then we're going to create a realistic budget, and we're going to have our needs, our wants, and our savings and debt repayment. So think in terms of minimum 10% is going to go toward savings, defense, and debt reduction. I'll give you a quick little tip on credit cards. If you have a credit card balance and you pay the minimum payment, it'll take you 30 years to get out of debt. And the reason it'll take you 30 years is that the minimum payment refinances for 30 years every time you put a payment in. So what happens is you get you're paying a percentage of a lower balance and it refinances. If you do nothing more than call the credit card company and say, I want to do the minimum payment but of $200 every single month. In other words, don't let the minimum payment go down. Just make it level. It'll cut out about 20 years of debt, a little over 20 years. If you add a little extra to it, you're going to knock it out even sooner. So it's just little things like that that allow you to get rid of credit card debt. And so what I always have done is, there's a lot of different ways to do this. You can take your credit card debt and, you know, pay the minimum payments and then turn around and pay all extra to the smallest debt. And then that's called a debt snowball. I've been teaching that for 30 plus years. That's a way that you can get a little motivation because you paid one off, that kind of deal. And then you take what you were applying to that, you apply it to the next one. That's one way of doing it. Another way you can do it is you can set up your emergency fund with a draft tied to it, pay the minimum payments on all of your, you know, car payments, credit cards, and stuff like that, and set up a $500 a month emergency fund. And so then once it reaches a certain number, apply a chunk from the emergency fund so you still have your emergency fund and apply it to the smallest debt. Do it that way. But the main thing is what we do is we go in and we start doing that. All right, we have a system. We plan for non-recurring expenses, called a sinking fund. That means that I make a decision, I'm going to buy a new car, and it'll be a used car, by the way. Don't ever buy new cars. New cars are one of the number one disasters, you know, that you're going to go make because you drive off the showroom, and the new car guys hate me, but the long and short of it is buy used cars. You're driving a used car. If you buy a new car, brand new with no miles on it, you're driving a used car the moment you start driving it. Yeah, it's got a warranty, but the bottom line, you're driving a used car. So why not let someone else pay, you know, for the depreciation of driving it off the lot? So what we end up doing is we start making good decisions. Then you're paying cash. And so now rather than buying a $30,000 car, you're buying a $15,000 car. The $15,000 car, you know, you're going to need a new car in 2 years, and you need to set aside $200 a month and that's in your sinking fund. So how do you do that? Well, your money's going in your bank account. You're seeing your bank account grow. You have a written amount of money set aside that you know is there for that. You also have your, you know, your maintenance. So when maintenance comes up, you're able to pull it right out because you weren't spending everything to begin with and then get surprised. All right, your vacations, whatever it may be. So what that does is keep you from, that's your non-recurring expenses. The sinking fund, you know, might be car maintenance, $100 a month, home repairs, $200 a month, vacation, $300 a month. And what we do is we just let that sit in that account, that draft account. You'll see it growing, and then it's time, and you move it over into your weekly budget for that period of time. All right, so then we're going to get rid of the bad debt, only have good debt. We're moving it to all of our recurring everything. And now what's happening is we've got automatic financial independence. Don't you think about that? How would you like to wake up one day and say, you know, I'm on track. It's working. All I got to do is make sure the paycheck is there, and then it's going to be spent every which way, spent on me by paying myself first. It's going to move me in a direction that I have eliminated stress. One day you've eliminated all of your bad debt, and now you're setting aside 20%. You started with 10, now you're up to 20, and then one day you're going to say to yourself, man, it's getting good, I'm liking this. And the reason I'm liking it is because I feel empowered. I like to look at my investment accounts. I like to see that I'm moving closer to being done. And what you want to be able to do is get to a point where one day you say to yourself, I sacrificed and I won. I had a client of mine not too long ago that I met with and had a health issue, and we had lunch and he was concerned about it. And I said, hey man, you guys won, all right? You've got seven figures. You got your house paid for. It's okay. You won, all right? You did it. And a lot of times it's like hard to believe that you actually did it. But actions have consequences. I've always believed that actions have consequences. And if you put in a good recipe, you get the right cake. I mean, if you put in the wrong recipe, it doesn't work. And so the recipe is to automate. It's education, number one. That's the starting point. Advice. We are financial advisors. That's what we do. We help people with their money, and we give advice. And so you have education and advice. The more educated you are, the better you can work with someone to give you advice. Also gives you the ability to know if you're getting good advice. You know, my whole mindset is education is important, all right? And so if we have education, we then can make good decisions. We then put in place education on the foundation and advice. We go to the defense to keep us from losing. That's all of your insurances, your emergency funds, your budgets, all these kind of things that fall in there. Then we go toward growth, which is your retirement plans, your college plans for your children. You know, my daughter graduated from college. When she was born, I put aside 10 grand in a college plan. And I was able to pay for college 18 years later with no debt. That's how it, why? Because we put the recipe in. Does that make sense? Recipe. And so now we have the offense in place. We pick out products. We go to a marketplace. That's what I do. I'm the in-between your defense, offense, and a product marketplace. And then from there, what we end up doing is we do reviews to where every so often and any time along the way, you sit there and you say to yourself, I'm going to do this. Can I run it by you? And that's the value of having a financial advisor that knows you, and we walk you through that kind of stuff. And so today, if you're tuning in and you're thinking that, you know, you want to make 2025 a great year, I want to encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com because we have, every kind of tool that you can imagine to help you get started. download these budget sheets, and we will help you along the way. So thanks for listening, and we will be continuing doing these kind of things just to help you move down the path of financial independence. We have seminars coming up, big seminar this month. I would encourage you to do that. Talk to your friends and family. Get your kids in there. We just got a lot of good stuff. I'm excited about 2025, helping you move along toward your financial independence plan. You know, when you think about money, money is, you know, it's one of the major things. You got our health, our wealth, and what we want to do is, you know, wake up one day and say, it's good. It's all good. And so with that being said, thanks for listening.